with the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of June. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. How on earth are you? I haven't seen you for ages and ages and ages and ages.
I know. I can't believe it. And I can't believe I'm here on the hottest day.
You had to be, didn't you?
Yes.
You can't get away from me in my micro speedos and string vest.
But does that mean that Jules is in some sunny country that might not be quite as hot as here?
She's in Morella in Spain, and freezing. It's snowing
is
there,
snowing?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hope so.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll be listening and she'll know just how hot it is here.
Yeah. This is the last month of her six-month holiday or whatever it is, I think. So she'll be back soon, sadly. But for the moment, it's going really well. Anyway, it's lovely to see you. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
I can't remember when I last came, but
it was a long time ago.
It was months and months and months ago. Little Dodsie's very disappointed she couldn't come.
Oh, that's a shame. We like little Dodsie.
She was wearing her Business Bunker t-shirt only last week.
I saw a photograph of that, yeah. Looking good.
It fits her now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it actually fits her now. When I first gave it to her, it was kind of like a dress on.
Exactly.
To the floor. Yeah, yes. So lovely. Yeah. Hey, listen, we'd like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent out there, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01 303 874 998. That's 01 303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And I'd just like to say, if you are exhibiting at next Tuesday's B2B event at Ashford, do give us a tweet and tell us your stand number and we will give you a shout out for it. So if you're exhibiting at the B2B Ashford event next Tuesday, do tweet me your stand number. We will give you a shout out. And a big thank you to today's sponsors, who are the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway regional area. A huge thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. We've got a great lineup of guests and we've got some recorded interviews. The second of our section of recorded. Sorry, Joe's laughing at the moment because there's actually no one in the studio. Honestly,
when you said line up, I was like looking for the lineup.
Yeah, it's just me and Joe, listener, because none of the guests have arrived yet because Operation Stack's in place and the motorway's closed. And all the roads are closed and everything else. They'll be here.
They will be here.
I've got total faith that they'll be here. Even if they
if
they have to crawl the final 10 miles, they'll be here. But we got some recorded interviews anyway from the Forging the Future event that we staged a few weeks ago in conjunction with Rift Accounting and Jobs in Kent, which was just under 50 of Kent's leading business owners who got together over lunch to discuss what they saw as the immediate economic future and some of the issues they saw. And we've got some of the Vox Pop interviews that we did on the day with that. And we'll be playing those for you later. But it will be good to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, as always. So do tweet me or email me. But you've got more chance of getting heard if you tweet me at the moment. And we have had quite a few tweets. And I'm going to start off with a tweet. Lee Willis has tweeted, the Business Bunker, hi, Vanilla Web and Jules. I'm sorry, Lee, Jules not here. We've got someone far better. looking forward to listening today and also give a mention for the Ancorian Angels Football Club. Their girls football team for under 8 to under 18. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, which is ancorianfc.co.uk. That's ancorianfc.co.uk. And This will be useful for you, Joe.
Okay. I'm looking intrigued.
We've had a tweet from Beard Pioneer.
Okay.
And they say, morning, Paul. The Beard Pioneer would love a shout on the Business Bunker. And just to remind our bearded brothers to remember to oil your beard.
Oh.
That's not much use to you, really, is it?
No. Why do you oil your beard? What do you do with it?
I think Beard Pioneer, I think, make a range of oils.
Does it stop your food getting stuck in it?
Well, kind of. I think it's like a conditioner for your facial hair, and that's what I'm assuming it is. And you kind of rub it in and make your hairy face smooth and silky.
But not greasy, presumably.
No, I don't know. I've never tried. I don't wear a beard these days. When I was younger, I used to have a beard. And both my boys have silly beards.
Well, you should get them to try it out. And
I think Jamie does use it. I don't like to get too close because you never know what's living in there. It's that big. But, that's a big shout out for Beard Pioneer. Do give them a follow on the Twitter at Beard Pioneer, all one word, Beard Pioneer on the Twitter. And they're based in Canterbury.
Lovely.
So, That's they and that's them. Who else have we got? We have Fruitworks. Hello, Vanilla Web. There are hot desks available in Canterbury. Why not join the business community based at fruitworks.co? That's their website address, fruitworks.co. Check them out. Have a look at what goes on over in the hot desking hub community business support area of Fruitworks in the centre of Canterbury City. So do check those guys out. I'll tell you what, Joe.
Yes.
Do you want to read me an email?
Okay, go on. I'll read one from our lovely friend Penny, actually.
Okay.
It's the Aero Legends 75th Anniversary Battle of Britain Air Show and Ball on Saturday the 11th of July at Headcorn Aerodrome. There's 8 Spitfires and Hurricanes together. So on the 10th of July 1940, the Battle of Britain was to commence, lasting 3 months and 3 weeks. It was to be the turning point of World War II, with the RAF gaining hard-fought control of the air. This was one of the most decisive victories of the 20th century, and the RAF were outnumbered by the Luftwaffe 4-1. So to mark the 75th anniversary, the Aero Legends are working with the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, the Hangar 11 Collection, Peter Vasher and the Aircraft Restoration Company, bringing to Headcorn Aerodrome 4 Hurricanes and 4 Spitfires, as well as the Bucon version of the ME-109.
That's a Messerschmitt, then.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that how you call it? How you say it? Along with many other historic aircraft to present the Battle of Britain Air Show. It'll open from 10 o'clock to the public with a limited number of tickets available. There'll be a number of attractions, including live 1940s music from the Hotsy Totsies. A fun fair, a ground-running Merlin engine and reproduction machine gun to fend off the Luftwaffe attack on the aerodrome, which intelligence suggests may be in the late afternoon. And the flying displays will commence at 4, going on into the early evening, giving a real feeling of what life was like on a Kent airfield back in 1940. And then in the evening, they've got the Battle of Britain Ball in the hangar amongst the Spitfire and Hurricanes, joined by the pilots and air crew. And they're going to be dancing to Jiving Miss Daisy late into the evening.
To Jiving who?
Jiving Miss Daisy.
Blimey.
Good with their names today. So our website to check out for that is headcornevents.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. That sounds like a happening kind of thing, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
There's some interesting
jitterbugging or something.
Yeah, there's some interesting naming conventions coming up there. Nice. Okay. I've got an email here from Telcare, the telecommunications company based over in Rochester on the Medway City Estate. And they say, come and join us at Kent B2B. Are you looking to make new connections? Come and meet the team at Telcare. You'll find us on Stand 80, which is our usual place in the corner. In the naughty corner. We're looking forward to welcoming you and finding out what you do. We have a fun quiz, Parlez-vous Telecoms, which will test your telecoms knowledge in a light-hearted way, but don't panic, you don't need to revise. We'll also be capturing smiles for charity. Our chosen charity is the fabulous Wisdom Hospice in Rochester. All you have to do is come along and smile for the camera. Telcare will be donating £1 for every smile collected. Please look out for the hashtag #SmileForWisdom, that's #SmileWisdom, hashtag on the Twitter, on all their social media outlets, and photos will be displayed on Telcare's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TelcareLTD. And let me spell the whole thing for you. That's TelcareLTD, TelcareLTD, on their Facebook page, and you can see your smiley photograph and know that your £1 went towards helping the lovely folks at Wisdom Hospice in Rochester. And they go on to say, of course, there will be the obligatory bottle of fizz on offer for one lucky winner in our B2B business card draw. Simply pop your card in the box and we will pick out the winner before the day comes to an end. The Kent B2B show is now in its 29th year with over 100 exhibitors, free workshops and engaging keynote speakers. It really is an event not to be missed, and it's next Tuesday, the 7th of July. We got some information about that later on. So do go over to Stand 80 next Tuesday at the Kent B2B and say hello and smile for the lovely folks at Telcare Limited. Thank you. Right, what you got, Joe?
I've got Steve Cox is saying that he'll be cycling the Prudential London to Surrey 100 on behalf of the Worldwide Fund for Nature. I made that up then, didn't I?
You nearly did. You nearly had a completely different charity there.
on the 2nd of August, starting from the Olympic Stadium and finishing on the Mall. It's a great personal challenge for, was it Mall or Mall?
Mall. I see,
we're English, aren't we?
Yeah, you see, Jules did that the last time we had a Mall related thing as well.
It's Pall Mall, so it must be the Mall.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a Mall,
yeah,
but,
it's not the Mall.
But then I'm a Noik from London.
Oh dear, I do apologise. So, yes, on the Mall. This is a great personal, unless it's some shopping centre that they're ending up in, obviously. This is a great personal challenge for Steve, as he only took up cycling 12 months ago, and it's a very worthy cause in the sustainability of our world. He says, I thought my training for Everest was tough. Oh, so he's saying he's only just started cycling, but he has done, you know, tough things before. But this is a different level. You can ease the pain of my training and support WWF. I'm sure that was the World Wildlife Fund, but never mind. Clearly
haven't they
not. Worldwide Fund for Nature.
No, they've renamed
it,
haven't they? I think they renamed it because it got confused with the geezers that do the wrestling.
Yes, that's true. Yes, so anyway, you can go to justgiving.com/Steve-Cox.
Fantastic, thank you.
And he says, thank you for your support.
We've had some tweets from Chris Pollard and the Dandelion Time UK. Chris and I actually went to visit Dandelion Time yesterday.
Who are Dandelion Time?
Dandelion Time are a very unique charity.
Oh, I read, I remember, yes.
Yeah. They help abused children, but they help them in a very unique way. They help them by reconnecting with their families.
Mm.
And they have some very specialist staff that bring families together at their unique farmhouse just outside Maidstone in a very tranquil environment. And they have a small farm and market garden and things like that, and carpentry and pottery workshops. And they help families reconnect. A really, really fabulous charity, really doing some interesting work in a lovely, lovely location. Very hard work. They have to raise all their own funds. They're not grant aided in any way. And they're doing a rowathon again. And Chris and I actually did it last year. And basically what they did, I think last year they rowed from Marden to Milan, I think. And basically we took it in shifts on rowing machines. And, you know, each of us, it was whatever it was, 1,000 kilometres or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And each of us took it in turn over a weekend to row 1,000 kilometres. Mm. Well, this year in October, they're going to row from Marden to Madagascar, which is twice as far.
Yeah.
And as well, the reason it's from Marden is there's a gym at Marden that they use where all the rowing machines are. But this year it's slightly different because they've got lots of different places around the county and internationally. As far away as, I think, Sierra Leone, where they have people that are rowing and then sending in their distances with photographs to prove that they've been doing the rowing.
Brilliant.
And they have a group of GPs, for instance, that decided to do it for real. So they're kayaking up the Medway.
Wow.
So there's loads of things going to happen, and we'll tell you more about it as we get nearer the time, because it's very early days yet. But we want the whole of the county to join in, raising funds for that and getting themselves sponsored. And whether you row a kilometre or 100 kilometres, we really don't mind. Get yourself some sponsorship and get supporting Dandelion Time, because it's a fabulous charity.
So how did they get it so international? Why have they got people all around the world doing this?
Because there's people that support the charity that happen to be in different places.
Yeah.
The chap in Africa is in the army, and he's based there at the moment.
Uh-huh.
So he said he'd do it there, and they got someone in the United States that's on business in the United States at the time.
Yeah,
so he said he'll do it there.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
cool.
It's kind of worked like that. They've also got places that are doing it as a fixed station, so that if you're not close to Marden, you can go to some of the other places and join in the rowing. But you can do it from home.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a rowing machine or, you know, some way that you can row something, you know, if you've got your own fish pond and a rowing boat, go for it. But
brilliant.
We'll give you all the details as we get a bit nearer. They're still putting the plans together and all the itinerary together.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris and I had a fantastic morning and lunch with them yesterday, and it was a really interesting place to have a look. So that was good. Now then, having taken the Michael out of you over your pronunciation of Mao or Mall, I've got a biggie here. And the gentleman that's just tweeted me, whose name I cannot say, and he has told me a million times how to say it, and I still can't say it. So sorry, Gerard, before I even say it. Gerard Jacomovicius has tweeted.
Doesn't sound too bad.
And he's tweeted about our Big Ten book, which is the Big Ten Traits of Successful Entrepreneurs. And our regular listeners will know that we do a monthly review of each of the Big Ten Traits. And last week, this is in conjunction with the University of Kent Business School. Uh-huh. And last week we did the, we just looked at the trait delegation. And in previous weeks we looked at, transformer and enthusiast. And, we have, seven more traits to look at over the coming months. But if anybody wants to know, there is a blog on the Kent Business Radio website that lists all the traits, and you can actually download your own free copy of the book. And there's also access to a whole load of, research resources, some of which is paid for and some of which is free, but the links are all on the Business Bunker Radio website under the blog, BIG, Business Improvement and Growth, which is what the thing is called. So do check that out. It, as Gerard said, it is very interesting stuff. Do you know what we're going to do now, young
Joe?
What
we're going to do?
We're going to play a little bit of tunage. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a bit of Roger Miller.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no boo, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Oh, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Here, guess what?
We've got a lineup.
We've got a lineup.
It's, I tell you what, you wait all this time for
they're like buses, aren't they? They're like buses. They are just like buses. Hello, folks. No, sorry. Earlier on when I started, because we're on the radio and nobody could see, I said, we've got a fabulous lineup of guests. And unfortunately, Joe fell about laughing because the studio was totally empty and there was no one here. And I had to explain, therefore, that you guys were on your way over and it was all the traffic issues that were causing problems. So, sorry about that. But you're here now and it's lovely to see you.
We are. Thanks very much.
Simon and Jane. And we're going to be talking to Simon and Jane later. So, I tell you what, though, Joe.
What?
If you want to do another email.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there, I think.
Okay, I've got an email about the Kent Digital Awards, the winners for 2015. There's tons of it. Do you want me to read all of it?
If you can. I'll tell you what, because they've listed the bronze, silver and gold.
Yes.
Why don't you just do the golds at the moment? And maybe longer term we'll do some of the silvers and bronze, because this is the first time that the Digital Awards have staged, isn't it? So they've kind of gone a bit mad this year, and who blames them?
He doesn't really mean mad, in case you're listening. He just means, you know, there's a lot. It's very abundant.
There's a lot, yeah, and there's a lot of awards been handed out just recently.
Yes. Okay, so I'll go through. So the mobile app gold winner was Kimono App by Eke Media. How you say it?
Yeah, Brant Entertainment, Eke Media.
Yeah, because they've got a few. And then the gold for blog is She Who Bakes.
Brits Wire, yeah. Mm,
but I am just going to break the rules, actually, and say that the silver was Giraffe CVs, because I've actually used them, not for my own CV, but for one of my clients. I outsourced the CV
good?
Bit. They're very good.
Huh? Cool.
I'm struggling to remember her name at the moment. My contact. Kay? No.
Could be.
Anyway, whoever it is, she's very good.
What's your face? What's her name? Really good. Highly recommended.
The best website for lifestyle and culture, the gold went to Kate Griffiths, theatrical makeup artist.
Oh, we love Kate.
I bet that looks quite cool, because you'd have to look quite visual, wouldn't you, on your website for that sort of job?
You haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Kate was on this show a few weeks ago.
Oh, no, I have. You had your look like you'd been injured, and I saw the picture and didn't read the stuff to begin with and thought, I was convinced.
Funnily enough, that was exactly what they said when I walked into the bistro next door for lunch with it still on my head as well.
Yes, I do remember that. Very good. The website marketing and creative, the gold went to Squidders?
Squidders, yeah.
Yeah, what do they do?
I think they're a website. I don't know, to be
marketing,
honest. I don't know them.
Marketing and creative, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The online marketing campaign, the gold went to West Beach Scooters by Social Advisors. And the online business gold went to Bell House Fabrics and Interiors by i4. The responsive website gold went to Coolmore Collection, by Eke Media. And the website for small business went to Den by Falcon. Or it could be Falcon or Falcon, depends how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it depends on whether one is poosh or not, doesn't it really?
And the gold for use of social media for business went to Creston Reeves LLP.
Right, okay.
So well done, everybody.
Nice one. So that was the first running of the Kent Digital Awards, and I'm assuming that's going to be an annual event from now on in. And it's really good, you know. I really recommend people do put themselves in or get people to put themselves in for all these awards, because it's nice to be recognised by your peers, your colleagues and your customers, and it gives everybody in the team a big boost.
Yes.
And we're actually joined by a serial award winner in the studio today, Jane Ollis, MD of Rift Accounting, who's won yet another award, and well-deserved too, Customer Service Award at Keeper, I do believe, which is fantastic and incredibly well-deserved too. But we'll be talking about that later. But they've got so many awards now, it's unbelievable.
They got to buy a new
they've
cabinet
got brand new
for them
cabinet
all.
And everything. They had to get a new floor in their office building just for the cabinet. Cool. We've had some tweets. We've had Lisa Settle has tweeted again to say that they'll be on stand 80 at the B2B event next Tuesday at the Ashford International Hotel. So do get along and visit Lisa on stand number 80. Oh, and I've had a tweet from the lovely Amy at AM Marketing, who is obviously back from her jaunts in Peru. And she says, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. No, luckily, Amy, Jules isn't here. We got rid of her. She says, hello, lovelies. It's the hottest day of the year, and it would be Business Bunker Tuesday, wouldn't it? Don't worry, Amy. I have micro speedos and a string vest on, and I'm sat in a little puddle, and it's just fine. Thank you very much. But luckily, we're not on TV. Although, actually, we are, because we have a webcam up there.
Do we? Can people
there.
See us?
No. Because I haven't switched it on.
Oh, good plan.
Yet.
And also, he doesn't have those speedos, unfortunately.
Don't tell them that.
Well, no, actually, I
don't
say
tell
that.
Them that. I didn't take them off when you came in, Joe. Good grief.
I can't actually see behind the desk, so you might actually have them on for all I know. So just don't stand up, okay?
To be honest, this it is not that hot in here.
It's not compared to how it used to
be. We've moved a lot of the equipment out of here that used to be in here. Last summer, it really was evil in here. It really was melty time evil.
Yeah, I was expecting all of that, and you're right. Actually, under the circumstances, given that we've only been in here for half an hour, it's not too bad.
I think I've upset Amy now.
Oh,
she
no,
said,
why?
That is definitely a radio outfit. Thank you, Amy. I think you're probably right. And she says, Peru was incredible. Tough but amazing. I now need a holiday to get over my holiday.
Ah.
It happens to us all.
I've got a radio outfit on as well. A little Dodsy looked at my trousers today and went, Mummy, I don't think so.
Oh, don't you have kids that are critical? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little fashion advisor that she is.
Absolutely. Right. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to play some pre-recorded interviews. A few weeks ago, we staged a really nice event in conjunction with Rift Accounting and Jobs in Kent and the Business Bunker Show. We gathered just under 50 of Kent's leading business owners and managers and movers and shakers for a lunch at the fabulous Western Hanger Castle, former home of King Canute, and a repository of a full-size replica of the ship Discovery.
I was going to say, that isn't his ship, though, is it?
Whose ship is it?
No, it is a ship. I know it is a ship, but it wasn't Canute's ship. Who's Canute's
ship? No, that
ship,
wasn't
was
Canute's ship.
Discovery, who was that?
The Discovery was one of three ships that set sail from Blackwall Tunnel in 1607.
Yeah, I knew you'd know it all.
Yeah.
I was just leading him for you.
And they were the people that founded the Jamestown colony in Virginia, i.e. they were the first settlers in the United States. It's a tiny, tiny ship.
Do we know
ship.
Their name?
The size of the ship, it's probably not difficult to know their entire names because they can't have got many people on it. But it was interesting because those two things actually set the scene for what we were talking about. Because if you remember the story from history lessons at school, Joe, King Canute was famous for proving to his courtiers that even as the most powerful man in Europe, he couldn't stop the tides of change. And he could order them all they liked, but the tide kept coming in.
Now, tell me something. There is a link to him in Knutsford. Why are we in Western Hanger?
Well, he was a king. I mean, he had more than one place,
didn't he? Okay, that'll be it then.
Yeah. You know, he had a holiday home and everything. That was his holiday. He probably lived in Knutsford and had a holiday home down on the Kent coast. Why wouldn't you? You're the king.
All right.
Yeah. Typical, that, isn't it? Typical. Anyway. At the event, we had some fantastic discussions, and there is a blog on the Kent Business Radio website that goes through the kind of headline findings that we found when we discussed things and the kind of things that we all agreed on, basically. And we came up with six things that we all agreed on. But while we were having this lunch, Jules and I wandered around doing some Vox Pop interviews, and I'm going to play them for you now.
Lovely.
I'm here at the Forging the Future lunch, and I'm here with Steve Jessop. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Paul. You? Cool.
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Mac. Why don't you tell the listener what your business is?
Okay. I'm a partner with Advantage Business Partnerships, an ABP RA support services group to help organisations in the mid-market to grow.
Fantastic. So, from your point of view, based on the discussions we've been having today, what are the opportunities and maybe some of the drawbacks that you see either in your business or in the business economy in general?
Well, one of the challenges, and we were kicking this around the table just now, one of the challenges that I see is a much, much greater amount of knowledge at the fingertips of the people that we'd like to do business with. So we are staring at a much better informed prospective customer base out there, Paul.
Absolutely. So basically people can Google you, they look up your LinkedIn profile, they look at your website, they can find out a lot of data about you before they even interact with you.
Yeah, our customers are just altogether better informed than they were maybe 4 or 5, 6 years ago even. And I've seen statistics that show that in the business-to-business space, and that's the space I work in, something like 60% of the buying decision is made by accessing that very information.
So before they've even spoken to you, they've kind of 60% of the way they're knowing whether they're going to deal with you or not.
Yeah, effectively they've gathered at least 60% of the information that they need before they engage with a potential supplier.
So do you think that last 40% is all about assessing you as people?
A big factor, for sure. Yeah, it's a bit of a cliche, but people do buy people.
Absolutely.
I often say, lead with the professionalism and let them find the charm out for themselves. Yeah. Otherwise, my postman would be the best salesman in the world. He's a lovely guy, but doesn't make him a good salesperson. But yeah, I think our prospects, our potential customers, just have a darn sight more information at their fingertips than they have ever had, and that's a real challenge for all of us in a sales sense.
Absolutely. There's a two-way kind of look at that as well, isn't it? Because your potential clients can find out about you, but it also has an onus on you to make sure what your presence is like out there in the marketplace.
Yeah, and there's an expectation that you will know a lot more about them before you engage. You'll have that information at your fingertips too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's a really interesting insight, Steve.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for that. Enjoy the rest of the lunch.
Thank you.
And hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Interiors. She's a director, you know. Morning. It's lovely to meet you again. You're looking stunning, but Paul Andrews gets upset if I waffle too much. So let's get down to business. What is Rap Interiors, or RAP, up to at the moment? You're in Maidstone, I believe.
Yes, we are in Maidstone, and we've got offices in London and Brighton, and we're expanding quite quickly at the moment. We're flooded with work, got loads of interest in the design aspects of our company because we do that in-house. So everything's under control in the design aspect, working with the estimators. So everything's really fluid and works really well for customers, and that's the design side that seems to be making us noticed at the moment quite widely.
Now, when you say design, Julie, do you mean you're looking at space and telling them how best to use it? Are you helping with desks and the comfort and, you know, ergonomics and things like that? Or what was your approach?
Well, we consider ourselves to be quite a funky company. So it's all about making your office have that wow factor. I'm slightly crazy in the design department. And a lot of people that know me would say that, yep, I look like that as well. But we try to bring that fun aspect into the office because we're all working really hard and companies are all trying to have the edge on the next company. So it's all about colour. It's all about creative walls, floating ceilings, glass walls, funky desks that you can stand or sit at, really curvaceous furniture. So we bring all the finishes and the trends of 2015 into the office so that you've got something that really wants your staff to come to work.
That really stands out. If you want to get in touch with Julie, the website
is... I'm now joined by
is.
Bruce Bell.
Hello, Bruce, how are you?
Yeah, fine, Paul. Really great to be here. What a great event.
It's a lovely venue as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic venue.
Absolutely spot on. And it's great to be with so many good Kent businesses here.
Absolutely, yeah. Tell the listener your business.
Yeah, I'm strategic marketing and business development. So I have a range of clients that are really interconnected with the buzz of what's going on, and it is absolutely buzzing at the moment.
It is, yeah. So yeah, for you, Bruce, how do you see the short to medium term future? What do you see happening?
I think that there's an appetite to get on with things now. So people really truly are investing. They've repaired a lot of the balance sheets that were damaged,
yep.
And I think they're moving from that strong balance sheet position and starting to invest and investing in all aspects, be they in the recruitment side and getting upskilling their people, whether that be in capital expenditure and getting productivity, which is so topical with the government.
Absolutely,
and absolutely needs to be solved.
Yeah.
But also with the marketing business development side, which is my forte. Yes, the budgets are there and people are trying to communicate and identify the needs of others.
It's interesting that you highlight that productivity issue because it is something that people are struggling with. We're creating jobs all over the place. The economy's growing, although not that fast. But productivity's stuck. And I've got a feeling that one of the problems with that is that we're measuring productivity in a way that's not actually conducive to where we are now.
Well, I couldn't agree more that it's hard sometimes to see the reality on the ground because a lot of, and in particular our market, the SME market here, there's very productive people and there's a lot of work being done.
Yeah.
And so the measurement, you've got to leave that with the clever economists. But from my point of view, I do see waste. I still see people doing things inefficiently.
Sure.
And the ability to be able to be really productive around focusing, strategy and making sure people are really well briefed with what they've got to be doing to get the outputs that the businesses need. It's critical. And I think the more that we can learn from each other, and as you reflected on earlier, small business and the flexibility of small business, that's what we need. And I think that we are productive by combining a number of small businesses in almost a consortium type of way.
Yeah, collaboration. I'm a big fan of collaboration. I think collaboration is the new paradigm. The 20th century is about competition.
Yep.
I think it's totally changed. I think it's about collaboration. I totally agree, Bruce.
Yeah, no. So all in all, in summary, really buoyant. I think things are happening. I think we've got to be cautious not to overspend at this point. So we've got to actually be focused and get a really good value for money. But I think the people that I'm mixing with, very savvy, and they're doing a really great job. So thumbs up. Great news at the moment.
Fantastic. Bruce, thank you very much for that. Let's turn now to Daniel San Giuseppe from the Castlewood Hotels Group. Daniel, hello. How about you and the leisure and tourism industry?
Hi, Paul. We're seeing positivity across the sector. As you know, with our three hotels, two of them being seaside resorts, Folkestone around the corner from here, and Eastbourne, there is definitely optimism that this summer in particular, if the weather behaves itself, we're going to have another great year like we did last year.
Right.
The hotel sector on the whole seems to have come out from the recession as of the last couple of years.
Right.
We're seeing figures, you know, turnover sales back to 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So a lot of optimism. The challenges that we're seeing are customer expectations. In our hotels are traditionally mid-market three-star hotels.
Okay.
And people now want more for their money.
Five-star treatment for three-star prices.
Basically, yeah. Yes.
It's, I'll say it, you don't have to say it.
Well, I think we've all raised our standards at home, haven't we? We've all
Absolutely.
Got nice big flat screens, we've got trendy-looking houses, with regards to Wi-Fi and all those sort of requirements. So those are a minimum now. So when people go away to hotels, especially our sort of hotels, which are not your budget hotels like Premier Inn, Holiday Inn Express, which they themselves have done a good job in the quality that they give at a perceived price.
Sure.
We need to basically do something even more than they do. This is where it's been a challenge. So it's meant we're having to invest in our properties with regards to what we're offering, in the fabric of the quality of the look and feel in our hotels, but also on the service and on the price. We're talking about value for money.
Absolutely.
There is challenges there, but the demand is there and it's growing. So as long as we can get the hotels to the standard we think is what the customers want,
yes,
we feel that there is sustainability and there is growth on the horizon.
So to sum it up, really, what you're saying to me, or the message I'm getting, it's about customer service, it's about meeting customer needs, but it's about innovating to meet those needs.
It's exactly. It's a package.
Yes.
It's all very well. You could have a five-star hotel, it looks great, has all the minimum standards, but then if your staff don't deliver the experience that the customer wants, it doesn't work, and likewise vice versa.
Yeah.
So we do need to A, invest in the hotels, B, we need to make sure that we are really training and we're working on recruiting the right people,
right,
which is another challenge,
right, okay,
in certain areas for sure.
Yeah.
And then we need to make sure that we are selling it at the right price and we're being proactive on getting the message across. Digital today is key. There's a lot of areas that we need to improve on how we aren't getting the message across and selling ourselves and marketing ourselves.
Right, okay.
So there's a number of areas that we are trying to improve and we are looking to grow across our three hotels.
I'm now joined by the lovely Tamsin Fox Davis and Annette Bunn. Tamsin, you're from Constant Contact. Why don't you continue the conversation you were having earlier? You were talking about some of the things that you see in the business environment at the moment.
Yes, one of the key things that we've been discussing is actually the role of those people that support small businesses and how that is really changing, and that actually instead of being reactive, those advisors are having to be more proactive, or they should be being more proactive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because small business owners aren't trained to run businesses.
Absolutely,
That's not what happens.
Yeah.
And then we also got onto the fact that, you know, any small business owner, they might have three or four different professional advisors. So, for example, they might have a business coach, they've probably got a solicitor, they'll have an accountant, they'll have a bank manager. Those people don't talk to each other. They all want different things from that small business, and that it's confusing for the small business owner at present. So we came up with the idea that they need to collaborate more.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Collaboration is the new way forward. Within industries and external to industries as well. Absolutely. We're also joined by the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift. Hello, Annette.
Hello. I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So from your point of view, how do you see things?
I think at Rift we're very, very key on partnerships and collaboration, and not looking at these partners as competition, but how we work together.
Absolutely.
To help those businesses to grow, to get over those hurdles. And they don't know what they don't know.
Absolutely.
And if they can spend more time working on their business rather than maybe looking for an apprentice or an advisor or worrying about this or worrying about that, instead they've got somewhere they can go where someone will say, do you know what, I know a man who can do that for you and I'll put you in touch. And
absolutely,
it's up to you whether you go there, but it will make them think and it will look at things differently. And that's
absolutely
what we want. We want
absolutely
them to grow and stop this failure rate because they don't know who to talk to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Tamsin, I think, hit the nail on the head. Most people going into business don't go into business to run a business.
No.
They go into business because they have some expertise in a field, and then they get all the bureaucracy, red tape, and all the difficulties and all the growth issues to deal with on top of that, which they're not very good at.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like it's like the guy says in the e-myth, you know, you end up with the most difficult job in the world with the world's worst boss.
Yeah.
And because you're not in that position, because so many small business owners just want to do the thing that they love.
Absolutely. And they don't go into business to be an accountant or a bank manager or an advisor. They need these people.
Or an HR manager.
Yeah. But they don't understand even some of the basics, and they're judged. They feel like they're judged for it, when actually they don't know what they don't know, and it doesn't matter.
It's one of the things that we were talking about actually was the 3-year curve, that 3-year growth curve of businesses, and actually putting that down to it's not all about, you know, market penetration or refining your services, although that's part of it. I think a chunk of that is actually the level of growth and the learning curve that the business owner has to go through.
Yep.
And that is 3 years.
It's massive, and it's learning about their cash flow, what it costs to employ people, all these things that they just don't understand because they've never had to. And the sad thing is that the passion and the reason they started that business in the first place starts to sort of ebb away because they're tied up in all this stuff that they never wanted to do.
And there's also a lot of myths about the business environment, and people therefore stay, like hiring staff, for instance, people can be very reticent about hiring their first staff members because they think, you know, they hear all these things about nasty things that happen to people that get into trouble employing people, and they hold it off for far too long. So you're absolutely right, ladies, there's a lot of support and advice that's needed out there, and thankfully I think that's something also that's changing because of the collaborative market and because of events not just like this but all the kind of events that happen where people can talk to each other and find out that we're all in the same boat and we can all recommend somebody else. That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Because when you're starting out in something, you don't know if you're not in the web business and you need a website, and you can go and get a quote, and the quote could be £100 or £1 million, and you don't know which one's right.
You don't know the difference.
You
don't know the difference. And, you know, and there's so many of these elements that really need to be looked at and helped, people having help with it. But it's also that bit of finding the right person. And people are too often asking the man down the pub who knows the man who once owned a business than they are actually going to the professional because they think it will cost them money.
Yeah.
And actually very often it would be a lot cheaper and a lot easier.
It's really funny you should say that. I've got to be a bit circumspect here, but I got a message on Facebook last night from someone that follows me on Facebook, and they said, I think I'm going to be all right with my court case, because I was talking to a bloke today who said the other party are really completely wrong and da 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 da. And I said, is he a lawyer? No.
I said, exactly that. Yeah.
I said, do you know what? I actually think you could ignore him.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, but he's got loads of experience. I said, yeah, but not as a lawyer. Yeah, exactly.
In being sued.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So you're absolutely right. It is about finding the right person. And therefore, I think what you're saying, to paraphrase that, is about building relationships and finding the right partners to work with.
It's definitely about that. And I think the other slice to it is that those people need to be able to get the right information, which is where, I mean, we're talking about cloud-based tools. So, you know, whether they're accountancy tools, marketing tools, you know, business planning, you know, customer relationship management tools, so that those advisors can actually see the information that's available, the business owner can see the information that's available, and they can work together to use it.
There are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Ramona did.
I own a small business in Kent called Dr. Oats Limited. We recently created a new kind of healthy drink. I was told that Rift Research and Development could help me claim back on our innovation costs. I was a little apprehensive at first, but Rift dealt with everything professionally and efficiently, and we got back thousands for the time and costs we invested. I found the whole process so simple, and I would definitely recommend them.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds.
I'm so pleased to be here.
That was a series of interviews, Vox Pop interviews, that we recorded at the Rift Accounting Jobs in Kent Business Bunker Forging the Future event at Westernham Castle a few weeks ago. And we've got another set of interviews to play for you next week and a week after from that event. There is a whole blog on the Kent Business Radio website in our blog pages about Forging the Future. And in that, there's an overview of what we did, who was there, and some pickies. And also the six items that we came out with as a result of all of those interviews and all of those discussions. And they are very interesting. So I do recommend that you give them a read. And if you would like to comment on them, do feel free to comment by tweeting me at VanillaWeb or emailing me at bunker@campusradio.co.uk. I'd like to read this now because we've talked about it a couple of times and I'm going to do the official announcement for it. There's just a week to go to the Kent Business to Business event at the Ashford International Hotel in its 29th year now. Business opportunities are waiting for you and you have to grab them, but you need to be there. Don't miss out. It's going to be an amazing day. Tuesday the 7th of July at the Ashford International Hotel, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meet lots of new businesses and catch up with old friends and business colleagues. It's one of the best networking opportunities in 2015. Hear Kevin Gaskell, who's the former managing director of Porsche and BMW, and Lamborghini as it happens, but it doesn't say that here. One of the greatest leaders of today, listen to his personal message. Kevin, I spoke to Kevin on the phone the other day actually. He was one of the original 40 under 40 high flyers, and he actually turned around the Porsche car company and then the Lamborghini car company and then BMW. And currently, I think when I spoke to him, he was halfway up a mountain somewhere doing a challenge. It's a great show. It's only one day and there are more than 100 exhibitors. It's informative and business relevant workshops. Are you struggling to keep up with the latest in the digital world? Then worry you not. It's a bit Frankie
Did
Howard,
you write
that, isn't
all
it?
This?
No, it doesn't actually say that. It's just, I started reading it and I thought I could do that in a Frankie Howard kind of way. Then worry you not. It actually says, then worry no more. Come along to one of our free digital sessions. Pick up a free 7-day e-course on social media for business from Warren Knight, who is also one of the keynote speakers. There's speed networking with the lovely Hilary Steele, and that's speed like networking like you've never seen it before, not least of which got one arm in plaster at the moment. Okay. It's fun, effective and dynamic, and don't forget to bring your business cards. Take part, starting tomorrow, the 1,000 tweet challenge. Okay. And get your best business tip. You can have shot in our mobile video studio. We will tweet it to thousands of businesses and it's yours to keep. So I think what they've got, it's not very clear here, but they've got a mobile video studio at the event. And basically you can go and do a bit to camera and then they're going to tweet it and tweet it to at least 1,000 people. So it's an opportunity to get your business spread around out there. And there's a business breakfast as well. So make your business stand out. Be there. Creativity is no longer nice to have. It's an essential for long-term business success. So you're going to hear from Edward de Bono's famous six thinking hats. I once had lunch with Edward de Bono.
You're such a name dropper. No. That's twice now in the last 2 minutes.
I know millions of people. I had lunch with Edward de Bono once. Mm-hmm. He's as mad as a box of frogs. He is really as mad as a box of frogs. We sat at a lunch table. And he suddenly announced, how would you get the table display, which was some carnations, onto the roof of the building?
Right. Did you have to put a hat on to answer him?
We should have done. But he constructed this thing involving the table decoration, some winches and pulleys that he made out of stuff that was on the table, and actually winched this thing. It was ridiculous. It was really clever.
That's very cool.
Man as a box of frogs. Really worth listening to, though. Six thinking hats. Very well tried and trusted brainstorming technology. Yeah. The annual dinner is a guest speaker, Guy Browning, who I've seen speak a couple of times. I think I'll carry on name dropping for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I do, because I've seen Guy speak a couple of times. Remind me who Guy Browning is, because I recognise the name.
He used to write for The Guardian at one stage, okay. I do believe. Incredibly funny, really good, very very good speaker. So, that's the Kent Business to Business Show at the Ashford International Hotel, July the 7th, next Tuesday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Be there. I'm just telling you, be there, or we'll send Jules round.
It does look very scary when he says that, actually.
You don't want that, yeah. Do you want to read an email as well for us, now, Jo?
I will do. So Swan Staff Recruitment in Dartford make history as first company to win a hat-trick of prizes at Kent Excellence in Business Awards final. An 80% rise in turnover in the last year helped a recruitment agency make history at the Kent Excellence in Business Awards. Swan Staff Recruitment in Dartford picked up three prizes at the, how do you pronounce it when it's not the whole words? Kiba. Is it Kiba?
Kiba.
Kiba.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Kent Excellence in Business Awards.
That's right, yes.
Kiba.
At the Kibas on Thursday night, becoming the first company to win a hat-trick of awards.
Sounds like a character
dinner.
From Lion King, doesn't it?
Yeah. The business, which employs 103 people at 17 sites across the southeast, won Large Business of the Year and Employer of the Year at the 7th Annual Awards Ceremony. The firm's founder, Stephen Rogers, picked up the prize for Entrepreneur of the Year after guiding his company to be ranked among the Sunday Times Best Companies to Work For 2015. That's good.
Fabuloso.
Wow, loads of good prizes.
Nice
prizes?
One.
Awards even?
Awards.
Oh, no, it does say prizes in the actual thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they got a prize. Posher. They got a certificate. Yeah.
Should I do another one?
No.
No.
In a minute. I'm going to do a couple of tweets because the tweets are stacking up now. Karen Thomas of Breathing Shore. Vanilla Web, I'm listening to the Business Bunker Show and would love a shout out, please, Paul. There's 25% of startup businesses currently have no insurance. We were having a conversation about that with Terry Roffey from Brooks Security a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about such things. Mm. It really is amazing how many businesses start businesses without realising the legal ramifications of what you actually need, like employer's liability insurance and public liability insurance, are legal necessities. You can't have a business without those. So maybe you need to go onto the Rift Accounting website and have a look at some of their business startup advice, because there's loads of things on there that tell you about all this kind of thing. And you really do need it. It is not something you can avoid. It's a legal requirement, after all. But even if it wasn't legal, you're really dumb to not have insurance. And I know it's a cost, but hey, you know, imagine the opposite. Imagine if something happened and you were liable.
Absolutely.
So that's Karen Thomas, Breathe Insure, an insurance broker that specialises in SME businesses. So do give Karen a follow on the Twitter at Breathe Insure, all one word. Also, we've had a note from Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services, and this is a bit horrible, really, but we need to tell people. It says, hi, Paul, please don't leave your pets in hot cars. I've had four... Adrian runs a pet taxi and ambulance service in the Medway towns. Please don't leave your pets in hot cars. I've had four cases this week. In all four cases, the pet died. That's awful. So please do not leave your pet in a hot car. Okay. Mm. Not even Fred the Porcupine from next door, who was in everybody's bad books because he tried to chew through our electric cable this morning. So he has been sent to the naughty corner. Mind you, chewing through an electric cable did make his quills stand up on him pretty brightly. and we've had a tweet from McGee Gammon. The team from McGee Gammon will be on stand 86 at the Kent B2B at Ashford International. So that's McGee Gannon on stand 86. And also, we've got loads of flurries of this now, MPRIT will be on stand 44. So a couple of other stands for you to go and visit when you're at the B2B. Okay, Jules, you can do one.
Did you just call me Jules then?
No, I saw Jeff.
Oh, I thought you said
I was almost
going to
say Jules, but I cut myself off just in time. Got Jules. Is
yes,
what I got.
But I had noticed.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
You are. So I've got an email from Deborah Cameron, trustee at Parenta Trust. It's less than 2 weeks until we set off on the Parenta Trust Banger Rally. I'll be making the 2,200-mile round trip, navigating my way through eight countries in a banger worth £350. The aim is to raise enough money to build a nursery school in post-conflict East Africa. And she says, this is where I need your help. Please can you spare a few pounds and help us reach our target? And so if you'd like to support, you can go to justgiving.com/Debbie-Cameron5.
Cool.
Good luck, Debbie.
Cool. Do you want to read another one?
I do, yes, okay. So, FSB News, they're our sponsors today, aren't they?
They are indeed.
They are. So, yep, they Dartford are. And Gravesham Business Awards, enter now. Apparently, but it's a hyperlink, so that's not going to be much help. So I suggest you go to the FSB website.
It is a problem. People always send us press releases because now it's so easy with hyperlinks in, but you can't do hyperlinks on the radio. It doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah, just click on the blue underlined word.
The problem is, just to dig myself out of this, the problem is if I try to put the hyperlink in, you know, they're normally 5 miles long.
Exactly, and we can't read them out anyway.
And we can't read them out anyway. So.
And people listening can't write them down because they're far too complicated. Okay, so what else have we got? The TGKP Summer Business Breakfast on the 14th of July. Invitation to join the Thames Gateway Kent Partnership for a Summer Business Breakfast hosted by Chairman Rob Bennett. Places allocated on a first-come, first-served basis at the Bridgewood Manor Hotel in Chatham. So I suggest you go to their website, thamesgateway-kent.org.uk, to find out more about that. Business awards and networking, KETA now open. The FSB is proud to be headline sponsors of this year's Kent Independent Traders Awards, and we highly recommend you enter, they say. The awards recognise and celebrate the innovative, the entrepreneurial, the creative, the unique, the hardworking, and all that is independent of businesses in Kent.
Cool.
And all that is... in, that doesn't make sense either, does it?
Sorry?
And all that is independent businesses in Kent. I have to add a word in, won't I? And all that is independent businesses in Kent. Take a word out. There you go.
It's emphasis. It's emphasis, Joe. Yeah.
I didn't need the of. That was the thing. So we want to hear about your business. And it says the results are used in local lobbying. So there we go. Should I finish that bit off, or do you want to do something else now?
No.
I'll just finish it off.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, FSB case study request. There's FSB Telecom's report, case studies needed from businesses able to grow through online or mobile communication services, plus stories about any barriers when taking up these services. Contact Will Black, again, if you go to the website. And suppliers to Swellborough Council. They're compiling a list of suppliers for opportunities under £5,000. The list will be circulated to SBC managers who are seeking a quote or a supplier for a low-level procurement opportunity. The list may also be used to notify suppliers about larger procurement opportunities at the council and shared with other external organisations such as parish councils, housing associations and current suppliers. If you'd like your business added to the supplier list, email alanmarolia@swale.gov.uk with supplier list entry in the subject line.
Fabulous. Thank you for that, Joe. Very nicely read.
That was scintillating, wasn't it?
Brilliant. Thank you. The Apprentice, Eke Media, are thrilled to be Federation of Small Business finalists. It's been only 9 months since Eke Media took on their first apprentice, but they've taken on several challenges since then and have proven they were more than ready to do so. The latest of these is making it to the final three places in this year's Federation of Small Business London Awards for Apprentice of the Year.
Brilliant.
Finding Charlie Robinson working under their noses whilst he helped some local builders working on their offices, it seemed meant to be when he not only took an interest in Eke's work, but also disclosed he was studying digital design at Bromley College. Shortly afterwards, Eke, known for their bespoke and custom-made solutions, created their apprenticeship academy. A year-long course that would complement Charlie's college work and result in him being able to create a standalone website by the completion of all of the modules. This will also be used as a starting point for any new apprentice that joins Eke in the future, a role for which they are currently advertising. Liz McNaughton of Eke Media has also been motivated to take the message of their positive experience to other businesses, working with the Skills Funding Agency to become an apprenticeships ambassador. Charlie himself is also having a positive impact on local businesses. He recently added public speaking to his training remit. That's something we need, isn't it? And spoke at the FSB Kent and Medway event championing apprenticeships. He's definitely one to watch. Charlie was very impressive, and Eke Media are definitely being watched by some envious eyes today, commented Bill Fox, who is the chair of the FSB Kent and Medway. Charlie and Eke Media have also set their sights on more awards, currently competing in the National Apprenticeship Awards as both apprentice and employer, respectively. It could be a very rewarding first year for Eke Media, should they get through. In the meantime, the FSB London Awards will take place on the 30th of July at the Pullman Hotel in London. And they're just waiting to hear the results. So good luck for that. Well done to Charlie. Well done to Liz, Brent and the team at Eke Media. Eke Media are a web design agency based at Otford, just outside Sevenoaks in West Kent. And all power to them. Please take on an apprentice. It is really worthwhile. There are some good young people out there with lots of talent. And it really does give them their first start into the world of work. We're going to have a little break now where we'll listen to some music. And we'll be back to talk to our guests shortly after that.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.